不要做这个坏事啊。
So be careful, don't do this.
是不是啊？
Is it not this way?
耶稣的警告很好玩。
But Jesus' warning is very interesting.
他说你们要小心。
He said, be careful.
原文比这个要强烈的多。
And the original text is much more serious and stronger than this.
Be aware
is an original.
要谨慎啊。
To be aware.
什么事情要谨慎啊？
Be aware of what?
当你做善事的时候。
That when you do acts of righteousness.
善事。
Righteousness.
这是一个专有名词。
So righteousness, this is a special word.
这是一个 special term.、Yeah.这一个字在犹太人的中间。
So the, in the original, in the Jewish text.
对他们犹太人而言。
To the Jews.
这个字的意思。
The meaning of this term.
就是当你做一些事是敬虔的。
When, it is when you do something that is pious and godly.
你做这件事是讨神喜欢的。
It is something that is pleasing to God.
你做这件事是荣耀神的。
It is something that is glorifies him.
这样的事才叫做善事。
And only these things are considered righteous.
在犹太人的信仰里面。
So in the belief of the Jews.
每一个敬畏耶和华的人。
Everyone who fears the Lord.
都要做善事。
Everyone who fears God must do things that are righteous.
那什么是善事呢？
And what are these acts of righteousness?
当然全本旧约的圣经讲的都是善事。
Of course, in the Old Testament, entire book, Old Testament talks about these acts.
但是在犹太人的信仰里面。
But in the beliefs of the Jews.
一个人做善事。
To do an act of righteousness.
做敬畏的人神的事。
To do something that, someone who does it is because he fears the Lord.
做一个能够让他变得像神的事。
To do, it is something that causes an individual to imitateof God much more.
一定有三方面。
There must be three perspectives, three things to this.
第一个方面。
The first aspect is.
就是施舍。
And it's to give alms.
第二方面。
And the second aspect.
就是祷告。
And it's to pray.
第三方面。
And third.
就是禁食。
And it's to fast.
这就是为什么耶稣在这里这一段圣经他就用了犹太人最注重的三方面来讲到你们做敬虔的事要小心。
And that is why Jesus used the three aspects of the Jewish beliefs where that is most critical, important to them to explain that these acts of righteousness and to talk about to be aware, to warn them.
我们为什么在做这些敬虔的事上要小心呢？
Why do we need to be careful when we're doing acts of righteousness?
请问
Let me ask you.
你做坏事的时候
When you do something that is wrong.
你做一些神不喜悦的事的时候
When you do something that is displeasing to God.
耶稣需不需要警告你小心？
Does he need to warn you to be careful?
不需要。
He doesn't.
因为你的良心就会告诉你。
Because your conscience will tell you.
后果就会告诉你。
And the end results will tell you.
旁边的人就会告诉你。
And the people around you will tell you.
对不对啊？
Is that not right?
你信主以后。
After you trusted in the Lord.
你有没有干过一些自己知道不该干的事？
Have you done things that you know it's wrong?
有没有？
Have you?
有嘛？
Of course you have.
我们都有嘛？
We all have.
但是我请问你。
But let me ask you.
你做的时候。
When you've done this.
或者你做完的时候。
Or afterwards.
良心有没有责备？
Has your conscience spoken to you?
有吧？
Of course.
旁边的人如果知道你干了错事，有没有人提醒你？
Well, when the people around you, when they know you've done this, have they reminded you?
如果你旁边有些基督徒发现你做一些不对的事，会不会提醒你？
If the Christians around you, if they realize you've done something like this, will they remind you?
而且更惨的。
Even more.
其实你干了坏事。
Even if you've done something that is wrong.
你都不需要别人警告你。
You don't even need anyone else to warn you.
所有的坏事都有后果的。
Every wrong deed has an end result.
consequence.
这些后果都是很伤感情的。 And these things will be destructive to you.
所以要不了多久你就知道错了。
So soon after you will realize that you're wrong.
你就会悔改。
That you will repent.
你有没有看过一个信耶稣的人？
Have you seen someone who is trusted in the Lord?
真的有神的生命在他里面。
That when they truly have the life of Christ in them.
他用诡诈的手段去骗人。
That they use duplicity to deceive others.
然后别人被他骗得傻里傻气，一愣一愣的。
And then when others have been deceived, they're so unaware of this.
然后他跟别的基督徒讲,
and then he goes ahead and tells the other Christians,
你有没有看过那么蠢的人呢?
Have you seen someone who's so stupid?
哎呀,我这样子骗他,骗得他一转一转,
and I deceive this individual to such extent that they think I'm the best person in the world.
有没有看过这样子的基督徒?
Have you seen a Christian like this?
有没有?
Have you?
有没有一个真的重生的基督徒告诉你有没有看到我把老婆打成这个样子?
Or a born again Christian that says, you know, I beat my wife.
有没有见过?
Have you seen a Christian say this?
有没有看到哪一个老婆说我告诉你啊,哎呀,我真的是爱主啊,我爱到一个地步啊,我现在就我爱太大了,我爱我老公一个不够,我多爱几个男人。
So or wife, a real believing wife who says that I love my husband but it doesn't I could love a couple more.
没有嘛?
There's no such thing. No.
不会的.
It's not possible.
但是各位,
but brothers and sisters,
你知道吗?
But do you know?
我们的主非常了解一件事,
our Lord knows one thing.
当我们做敬虔的事,
that when we do something that is godly,
当我们做爱主的事,
when we do something that is that loves the Lord,
当我们做一些事是可以把荣耀归给神的事,
that when we do something that we can give glory to Him,
非常危险。
It is very dangerous.
危险得不得了。
Dangerous to such a point.
因为当我们在做这些事的时候,
because when we're doing these things,
我们有很大的可能性,
it is very likely, very possible.
这些事把我们从跟神有真实的关系里,
it will take us from a point where we have a true relationship with God,
转变成在宗教的领域里,
and takes us into this into a religious to take us into understanding of, into religion and to become a basis for our boasting.
这是为什么耶稣在这里提出一个严重的警告。
And that is why Jesus here gives us a strong warning.
你们要小心啊。
To be careful.
什么事情上要小心?
To be aware in what things?
在那些敬虔的事,
on the acts of righteousness,
在那些当你在做那些最爱主的事,
when you're doing the things that shows that you love God the most,
当你在那边做的是最好像最服侍神的事,
when you're doing things that as if you're serving God,
你真的要小心,
and these things be aware.
那你第一个要小心,最重要的小心什么呢?
And the first thing is to be aware is what?
就是不要坐在人的面前,
to not do these things in front before men, to be seen by them.
你爱主,
if you love the Lord,
你追求,
if you seek after Him,
不要让别人知道,
do not let others know.
不要故意让别人看见,
do not let others see this on purpose.
为什么这样子呢?
Why is it so?
为什么你在做爱主的事?
Why when you do when you're doing your acts of love towards the Lord?
当你做那些敬虔的事,
when you're doing some acts of godliness,
你会有一个意愿,
because in you there will be a desire, there will be a thought.
你希望别人知道,
because you hope others will see.
为什么?
Why?
为什么希望别人知道?
Why do you hope others will see you? Why?
因为我们盼望从人那边得到欣赏。
Because we hope to be admired by others.
我们希望别人看我们, 这个姐妹好爱主啊。
Because we hope to others to see, oh, this sister, she loves the Lord so much.
哦呦，这个弟兄好追求啊。
Or this brother, how much he seeks and pursues after the Lord.
哦，他真是摆上啊。
He truly gave himself.
这是我们里面一个深深的渴望。
This is a deep desire.
但弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你。
But brother and sister, let me tell you.
这样的渴望是极度的危险。
This kind of desire is especially dangerous.
危险到一个地步，我们的主在登山宝训中严厉地提醒我们。
Dangerous to such extent that our Lord on the Sermon on the Mount have to warn us.
你多小心啊。
Be aware.
你做这些最爱主的事。
When you do these things, these acts of righteousness,
千万不要故意让别人知道。
Do not let others know.
我不知道你有没有这种经验。
I don't know if you've ever had this experience.
我有很多。
I had many.
如果说我为了主付了很大的代价。
If I put up a lot for the Lord, if I sacrifice a lot for the Lord.
我真的是恨不得所有教会的弟兄姊妹都知道。
I hope that every brother and sisters in church would know.
我们的主说不可。
Our Lord says no.
为什么不可以呢？
Why can it not be?
若是这样。
For if it were so.
就不能得你们天父的赏赐。
Then you will not receive the reward from the Father.
我不知道你读这节圣经的时候有没有觉得很奇怪。
I don't know if you find it strange when you're reading this passage.
我们的主好像在那里告诉我们。
As if our Lord is telling us here.
我们在做那些敬虔的事。
When we're doing acts of righteousness.
我们在做那些爱主的事。
When we're doing these acts that love, profess our love to the Lord.
我们在做那些让我们自己会像神的事。
When we're doing these acts where we're imitating God.
我们的神好像会给我们赏赐。
As if he will give us reward.
有没有？
Is it not true?
他说你不要故意让人家看见。
He says, do not let others see this.
为什么不要故意让人家看见呢？
Why is it to not let others see?
因为你故意让人家看见的时候，你就失去了，就得不着了天父要给你的赏赐。
For if it is seen, then you will not receive the reward from the Father.
我们可不可以很合理的推论？
So, can we logically deduct?
如果我们不故意的让人家看见，
that if we, do not let others see,
天父肯定会赏赐我们。
That the Father will surely reward us.
合理不合理？
Is that not logical?
你如果把下面整段圣经读完，你就知道这个就是耶稣的意思。
And if you continue to read the rest of the passage, you will find that this is exactly what our Lord means.
耶稣就是告诉我们，天父是乐意赏赐给我们的神。
He is telling us that God is willing to reward us.
那我要请问各位。
And let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
一个人做敬虔的事。
If someone who does an acts of godliness.
一个人做爱主的事。
If someone who does acts of love.
是应该还是不应该？
Is it should he or should not? Should he not?
啊？你是神的儿女。
If you're a child of God.
你有神的生命。
If you have his love, life.
你做这些事情是应该还是不应该？
Should you or should you not do these acts?
应该的，对不对？
You should.
不只是应该，让我再多说一点。
Not only should you do, the, you need to do these things, but let me say this.
你读经。
When you read the word.
你祷告。
When you pray.
你进食。
When you fast.
你服侍。
When you serve.
无论你做哪些该做的事。
No matter what you do,
我请问你，
Let me ask you,
是对耶稣好还是对你好？
Is it for the benefit of our Lord or is it for the benefit of ourselves?
对谁好？
For whose benefit?
对耶稣半点好处都没有。
To Jesus, there's not any bit of benefit.
听懂吗？
Do you understand?
他不需要你做半点的事。
He doesn't need you to do anything.
他什么都不需要。
He doesn't need anything.
我们做所有该做的事。
All the things that we should do.
其实是对我们好。
It is for our benefit.
耶稣不需要我们做。
Jesus does not need this from us.
你相不相信任何一个侍奉你的需要？
Do you believe that, that the service you do?
你不做。
If you don't do it.
耶稣一定有别人可以做。
Jesus will surely have someone else to do it.
相信不相信？
Do you believe that?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要记住一件事。
So brothers and sisters, do remember this.
天父实在很奇怪。
God is very interesting here.
我们做对我们自己好的事。
We do something that is good for us.
天父说，哦，好诶。
God says, that's very good.
奖赏。
You'll be rewarded.
你知道这为什么吗？
Do you know why?
我再跟你说。
Let me explain it further.
诶，有没有看过小孩子不吃饭的？
Have you ever seen a child who doesn't want to eat?
见过没有？
Have you seen this?
没见过啊。
You haven't?
有的。
There's a lot.
有些小孩真好，我跟你讲。
There's some children, some kids.
一到了吃饭的时候，他那个兴奋啊。
When it's dinner time, they're so excited.
我们家现在住了一堆男孩子。
So in my house, there's two boys.
A group of boys.
A group of boys.
其中有一个。
There's one.
非常独特。
So he's very special.
他到了吃饭的时候。
He's very independent. So when it's
他只要一走到厨房啊。
When he goes into the kitchen.
好香啊
it smells so good.
他一坐下来
And when he sits down,
感谢神啊
He says, thank God.
有这么多好吃的东西啊
There's so much good food here.
哇我告诉你吃饭有这种小孩你很快乐的
So if you have a kid like this, you'll be so happy.
但我们有另外一个小孩
But then we have another kid.
叫他吃饭就像要他的命一样
Asking him to eat is like, you know, asking him to die.
这个吃饭对他来讲是很麻烦的事
When he eats, it's so difficult.
是很痛苦的事。
It's so painful.
我看过很多的父母。
I've seen many parents.
那个小孩乖乖吃饭。
When the child eats obediently.
这个妈妈就说。
And the mother says,
乖呀。
So you're so
obedient. 你今天好乖呀。
So good.
哎呀，妈妈带你出去玩啊。
And mom will take you out to play.
你说是不是岂有此理？
Isn't this, you know, this wrong?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
小孩子乖乖吃饭是应该的嘛。
So when he eats, he should be eating.
为什么乖乖吃饭还有奖赏呢？
Why is it when he eats, he should be rewarded?
你们听懂我在讲什么吗？
Do you understand what I'm explaining?
是妈妈对着孩子有一份说不出的爱。
That the mother has an unspeakable love towards.
当孩子做了对他自己好的事。
That when the child does something that is good for himself,
妈妈高兴
the mom is happy.
妈妈就是想要奖赏他
The mom is joyful and wants to reward the child.
哦，我看到一个妈妈，那个乖乖孩子吃了几口饭，他抱起来亲啊。
I've seen moms that after he eats,
嘴巴都没有擦就亲了，亲他嘴巴都脏死。
And then just picks the baby up and kisses the baby, the child.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters.
很多的时候，我们都不知道天父有多爱我们。
There are many times we don't even realize how much God loves us.
当他看见我们做了对的事
，When he sees us doing something that is right.
当他看见我们做的事是让我们敬虔的事
，When he sees that we're doing acts of godliness.
你不知道他有多喜悦。
You don't realize how joyful he is.
请记住，这个不是功劳。
Please remember that these are not works.
This is not merit.
These are not merits.
这个不是因为我们做好，所以上帝欠我们。
These are not something that we have done good that God owes us.
这是神在他里面有说不出的喜悦。
This is that God has such unspeakable joy.
神对着我们有说不出的爱。
That He has this unspeakable love.
所以当我们做了我们该做的对的事的时候。
So that when we're doing something that we should be doing that is right.
他要。
He wants to reward us.
这是何等奇妙的爱。
And what a strange love this is.
我们实在要感谢赞美他。
And what amazing love this is. We want to thank and praise him.
所以我们的主就告诉我们。
So that is why our Lord tells us.
你施舍的时候。
That when you give alms.
请注意。
Please take notice.
你。
That when you.
不是你们。
It's not that when you, the multitude, the group.
你。
But it's you as an individual.
施舍的时候
when you give alms
再请注意
please also take notice
耶稣没有说你应该施舍
Jesus didn't say you have to give to the needy
耶稣没有说你千万不要忘了去施舍
Jesus also didn't say that don't forget to give to the needy
耶稣也没有说你看看那些人好可怜啊你就捐点钱
Jesus also said the people are so poor give the money
有神生命的人
When a person who has the life of God
他里面就会有一种的表现
There will be expression from him
就是看见别人有需要
That when he sees that others are in need
他就会施舍
He will give
什么叫施舍
What does it mean to give to the needy?
什么叫施舍?
What does it mean to give alms?
施舍就是有人有真实的需要。
It is when someone has a real need.
我们里面看见这个人的可怜。
And we are able to recognize this individual situation and need.
基督的心在我们里面。
And the heart of Christ is in us.
他怜悯人
and he pities them.
他对人的那一个 mercy,
and his mercy towards them,
就让我们对人有 mercy.
And then he will allow us to show mercy towards others.
我们从心里的深处去感同身受
So, and we, from the depth of heart, we feel that we express this.
我们觉得我们好像跟他一样在受苦。
We feel as if we're suffering with them, along with
them. 所以我们愿意付代价。
So we're willing to pay a price.
去帮助这样的人。
And to help people as such.
这叫做施舍。
And this is to give to the needy.
犹太人的宗教生活里。
In the religious life of the Jews.
他们不只是要把应该归给神的归给耶和华。
Not only do they give what is belongs to God to God,
他们一定会照顾他们周围看得见的那些有需要的人。
And they will also care for all those around them that are in need that they can see.
施舍
to give to the needy.
不是像我有的时候。
It's not like sometimes when I
在中国
when I was in China
看到路边有一个没有脚的小孩
that when I see a child without a foot
被人家放在路旁
that they've been placed on the side of the road
拿一个盘子
and they're holding a plate
就在那里求求你求求你给我一点钱
and they're asking for money
我就口袋里面掏一点零钱。
So I dig into my pocket and pick out some change.
我就放在那个盘子里。
And I place it in the plate.
请问各位。
Brother and sister, let me ask you.
那算不算施舍?
Is that giving alms?
不算。
It's not.
圣经里面讲的施舍。
This giving alms in the spoken of in the Bible.
你如果仔细的读全本的圣经
If you read the entire Bible
你去看到什么叫施舍
You will see what it means to give to the needy
是你真的同情那个人
When you truly can understand can relate to this individual
你真的愿意为他付出很大的代价
And you're truly willing to pay a great price for this person
这施舍
That is to give to the needy
20世纪 21世纪
In the 20th and the 21st century
基督教在这一件事情上有非常大的堕落。
And Christians has, Christianity has truly fallen, especially on this subject.
传福音的运动。
The whole movement of sharing the gospel, spreading the gospel.
是对的。
Is correct.
但是因着我们努力的传福音。
But because we work hard to share the gospel.
我们把传福音当作一种的打猎。
We treat sharing the gospel as training,
as hunting.
Okay, hunting.
我们碰到一个不信主的人。
When we see someone who is not a Christian.
我们所关心的就是怎么让他信主。
So what we care about is to help him become a Christian.
如果他信主了，我们非常的快乐。
If they become a Christian, we're happy.
因为我们好像有一点成就。
As if we have accomplished something.
我们是爱这个人的灵魂呢？
Do we love this individual's soul?
还是我们爱看见他听了福音信主呢？
Do we love that he heard the gospel and trusted in the Lord?
这是很残酷的问题。
This is a very realistic question.
难怪有慕道的朋友说。
That is why unbelievers often tell us.
如果我不信，你们还爱我吗？
If I don't believe, do you still love me?
这是很残酷的问题啊。
This is a very realistic question.
我们对着我们的环境。
Us towards our environment.
对着我们所在的社会。
Towards our society.
我们所看见这些贫穷。
When we see all the people in need.
我们看见这些社会的不公义。
When we see the unfairness in society,
我们有没有想到我们是神的子民？
Do we remember that we're children of God?
我们应该做什么？
And what we should be doing?
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us,
我们是世上的盐。
We're the salt of the world.
但是今天大部分基督教会
But today, the most of the Christian churches
非常努力的要把弟兄姐妹变成盐罐子里面的盐
Tries hard to make us the salt in a whole bottle of salt, a whole container of salt.
我们觉得这样的弟兄姐妹叫分别为圣
And we consider this as to be separate and to holy.Consecrated.
我们的弟兄姊妹被我们带到一个地步，他们最好天天聚会。
We've been brought to a certain point where it's good that we, as if we gather every single day, is the best thing to do.
除了读经祷告以外，世界上的事他们通通不要管。
Aside from reading the Bible, don't even care about anything in society today.
这是耶稣的教训吗？
Is this the teaching of our Lord?
神的儿女。
Children of God.
一定会关心这个世界。
We'll be concerned with this world.
这个世界有极大的贫穷和需要。
This world has such great need and such great poor.
我们需要施舍。
We need to give to the needy.
因为这是神的生命。
Because this is the life of our Lord.
因为神的生命就是一个给的生命。
Because this is the life of God and His life is a life of giving.
今天很多的基督徒
Today many believers
已经变成了一个只有要的生命
Their life is a life of want
只有一直抓
And they grab
一直想要得更多
And they want to receive more
很少想要怎么给
Not often consider how to give
但是施舍简单不简单
But giving to the needy is it easy or not
不简单
It is not
让我告诉你
Let me tell you
不是只有基督徒会施舍。
It is not that, not only, besides Christians, others can also give to the needy.
你们知不知道回教徒有一个固定的比例在他们的收入中是要拿出来施舍帮助穷人的
?Do you know that the Muslim, dedicate a portion of their income or the wealth to give to the needy?
他们不只是要拿出一部分要给他们的阿拉。
Not only do they give a portion to their Allah,
他们要拿出一部分是要去帮助穷人的
but they also give a portion to help the needy.
如果你没有做,
if you have not done this,
你就等着阿拉修理你,
then you will wait for the judgment of Allah.
这是他们的信仰。
This is their belief.
所以他们一定会做。
Of course, and therefore they will do it.
请问你,
but let me ask you this.
佛教做不做好事?
Do the Buddhists, give charity?
你觉得他们做的输给基督徒吗?
Do you think they will lose to us in terms of giving to the needy?
不会啊。
No.
现在他们做的比基督徒还厉害。
And they do even more than the Christians.
那我们是不是跟他比一比呢?
Then do we need to be having a little competition with them?
汶川大地震的时候。
When there's a great earthquake in Sichuan.
全国的基督徒。
All the Christians in China.
真的是花了很多的钱。
They spent so much money.
花了很多的时间。
So much time.
冲到灾区去。
To go to the place of the epicenter of the quake.
基督学房的学生。
And the students of a Christian.
Academy of Christ.
Academy of Christ, yeah.
有好多都去参与那个服事。
And they went and participated in the service.
所以我们对那个情况非常的了解。
So we're especially familiar with the situation.
但是我们的危险在哪里?
But where is the danger?
是当你在灾区的时候。
That when you're in this disaster, this zone, disaster zone.
当你在那里给钱给时间帮助人的时候。
When you're giving money and giving your time to help others.
别的人,别的单位。
Other organizations.
他们可以拉布条。
They can present banners and...
他们可以请电视台来。
They can ask the media to come.
他们可以用很多的方法让别人知道我们在做什么。
They can use all different kinds of means to say, here is what we're doing.
你觉得基督徒有没有那个冲动啊?
Do you think the Christians also have that impulse to do the same?
你知道有的基督徒就穿上福音背心。
So some Christians will wear a gospel vest.
Yeah.就是穿一个大衣服上面就写了什么这个耶稣爱你啊什么神爱世人啊。
So it would say that God loves you and, you know, Jesus loves the world and so forth.
施舍。
To give to the needy.
圣经里面要求的施舍。
The giving to the needy and required in the Bible.
不是根据穷人的需要。
It is not according to the need of the poor.
圣经里面的施舍
The giving alms in the Bible
是让一个有神生命的人
It is to give someone who has the life of Christ
一个给的生命
A person with a life of giving
不只是愿意给
Not only is he willing to give
不只是甘心给
But not only is he gives willingly
并且要给得讨神喜悦
But also it has to be pleasing to God
弟兄们这个很重要
Brothers and sisters, this is very important
我们要施舍
We need to give.
但是我们施舍的对象
But the target of our giving.
我们施舍的动机
But the motivation of our giving.
都需要完全被神掌管
We need, it needs to be under the will of God.
如果你要帮助世界上的穷人
If you want to help all the poor in the world,
我可以告诉你一件事。
Let me tell you this.
耶稣已经说过一句话。
Jesus already said this.
你们在世上有穷人。
There will always be the poor amongst you.
你知道那句话什么意思吗?
Do you know what the meaning of that is?
你们常常有穷人。
There will always be poor amongst you.
知道什么意思吗?
Do you know what it means?
意思就是告诉你。
The meaning is to tell you.
你无论花多少钱
No matter how much money you spend
你不能满足这个穷人的需要
You can never satisfy the need of the poor
但是你们不常有我
But you will not always have me
耶稣在地上的时候
When Jesus was on earth
他有没有帮助有需要的人
Did he help those who are in need?
但是请问你
But let me ask you this
他是不是看到每一个有需要的人他都帮忙
Did he help every one of those persons in need that he met?
有没有
Did he?
我举一个例子。
Let me give you one example.
记不记得在门门口有一个生下来是瘸腿的人？
Do you remember in the gate, by the gate of David, there was a gate of beauty. There was someone who was a cripple,
paralyzed from the birth. 这个人每天都被人家抬到那里，在那里讨钱。
And he every day someone would bring him to the gate, and he would be asking for money.
耶稣进进出出圣殿好多次。
And so Jesus went in and out of the temple many times.
他每天在那里。
But that individual was there every single day.
耶稣进进出出看到他好像没看见。
And Jesus, when he enters and leaves, as if he didn't see this individual.
你懂什么意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
我们读使徒行传，我们才知道。
When we read the book of Acts,Don't we know?
耶稣把这个人是要留到彼得跟约翰去帮他的。
Jesus was saving him for Peter and John to go and help them.
必是大的池子。
So,
在必是大的池子。
Oh, and by the pool.
请问你是不是只有一个病人？
Was there one person who was in need? One person who was ill?
啊？不是哈。一群人哦。
No, but there was a whole group.
那一个耶稣医好的人，他很可怜。
But that individual that was healed by Jesus was very poor. Very
他在那边等了好多年呢。
He waited so many years.
水动的时候
，whenever the water moves，
他想要滚下去
，he wants to fall into the water，
他想爬下去
，he wants to crawl into the water，
别人先下去
，and someone else would go，
所以他得不到医治
，so he was not healed。
耶稣那天到那里去
，so Jesus when he was by the pool that day，
这么多有需要的
，there were so many people who are in need。
耶稣好像没看见。
As if Jesus didn't see any of them.
他只找一个人。
He was only looking for one person.
你知道我们的年轻人很可爱。
You know the youth, our youth is very adorable.
他们大概是武侠小说看多了。
They read a lot of, I guess, Chinese martial arts, you know, books.
他们居然会问我。
So they asked me.
叔叔啊。
He says, Brother Peter.Uncle Peter,
是不是耶稣的功力不够？
Is it because Jesus doesn't have you know, enough power? Yeah.
他只能够治一个。
But he can only heal one.
他剩下没力气了，再治别的。
Maybe he's you know weak from after that.
因为他们看那些小说，不是那些武功很高的人就给人家运功治病吗？
So in the story they read is those who are just who can heal and use their power to heal one person.
圣经里面中的施舍。
But the giving of alms in the Bible.
是当你有耶稣基督的心肠。
That when you have the heart of Christ.
你成为耶稣的眼睛。
That you become his eyes.
当耶稣让你看见一个人。
That when Jesus causes to see this individual.
看到他的需要。
When you see this individual's need,
耶稣在里面感动你，好像他动了慈心一样。
He touches your heart as if he's touched your and shows you and mercy. Touches as, yeah.
你是为着耶稣去爱这个有需要的。
And therefore you go and love this individual.
你为着耶稣在这个人的身上。摆上你可以摆上的。
And this is for Christ, and then you also give what you can unto this individual.
这是圣经中的施舍。
And this is giving to the needy that's spoken of in the Bible.
你施舍的时候。
When you give to the need.
每一个基督徒。
Every Christian.
我们活在地上。
Every Christian when we live on this earth.
你要常常问自己一个问题。
You often need to ask yourself this question.
我可以成为神使用施舍的器皿吗？
Can I be a vessel of giving to the needy that can be used by God?
如果你不是，
If you're not,
你告诉我你多属灵。
Then can you tell me how spiritual you are?
你告诉我你多爱主。
Can you tell me how much you love God?
你告诉我你多知道神永远的旨意。
Then can you tell me how much you know the eternal plan of the will of God?
你是自己在骗自己。
Then you're just delusional.
如果神不能够用你，
If God cannot use you,
成为别人的祝福，
to be a blessing unto others,
如果你不肯为着神，
If you're unwilling to for God,
有真正的牺牲，
to have a true sacrifice,
你说你是爱神，
then are you truly loving the Lord?
你是在骗自己。
But you're deceiving yourself.
因为一个人如果不能爱看得见的人，
If a person cannot love those he can see with his eyes,
他怎么能够爱那个他看不见的神呢？
Then how can he love the God that is unseen?
我不知道神要用你爱多少人。
I don't know how many people God wants to use you to love.
我不知道神可以用你去给施舍给多少人。
I don't know how many people God wants you to go and help.
但是我知道一件事。
But one thing I do know.
神的生命，
God's life,
是给的生命，
is a life of giving.
你可能只能帮助一个人。
Perhaps you can only help one individual.
但如果你一个人都没有，
But if you cannot help a single individual,
一定有问题。
Then there is a problem.
基督学房的学生里面，
The Academy of Christian,
有一个学生非常的特别。
There's one student that was very special.
这个学生神呼召他到乞丐中间去服侍。
God called him to those who are poor, those are beggars among them to serve.
所以他们的教会叫丐帮。
So their church is called the group of beggars.
你相信不相信丐帮的弟兄姐妹他们可以施舍？
Do you believe that this group of brothers and sisters give to the needy?
你听懂了没有？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你有基督的生命，
If you have the life of Christ,
不在乎你拥有多少，
It does not matter how much you have,
基督绝对可以用你去施舍。
Jesus will use you to help those who are in need.
如果神没有用你，
If God did not use you,
你一定有问题。
Then you have a problem.
你要悔改。
You need to repent.
你不要再在那里自我满足。
Do not be self-content.
自己自我感觉很好。
Do not have such self, do not feel so good about yourself.
又会祷告。
Do not feel that,
又会讲道。
You know how to pray and you know how to preach.
又会领诗。
And to lead
prayer. 又会再查经。
And to lead Bible study.
你原谅我告诉你，
Forgive me for saying this.
你没有施舍，
If you have not given to the needy,
你做的所有其他的，
All the other things you've done,
可能都是假的，
It's probably is false, fake.
主告诉我们，
Our Lord tells us,
施舍的时候，
When you give to the needy,
千万不要像那些不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的。
So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets, to be honored by men.
你如果去查那些解经的书，
If you look at the Bible commentaries,
这个什么叫吹号？
What does it mean to blow trumpets?
Oh, 那个很有讲究。
There's so many things that can be that they explain with this.
你如果问我，
if you ask me,
到底哪一个解经的书讲的对？
Which commentary is correct about this?
我就告诉你。
Then I will tell you.
我也不知道。
I don't know.
但是我认为。
But I feel.
不管这个吹号到底是怎么一回事。
No matter how, whatever this blowing of this trumpeting is.
重点不是用什么方式。
The central focus is not what means you're using.
重点是你用了什么方式让别人知道。
The focus is that what method did you use to announce it to others?
听听懂我的意思吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
如果你用了一个方法让人家知道你干了这个好事,
If you use a method to let others know that you've done this good thing,
那个方法就是吹号。
And that method, whatever it is you trumpeting.
我告诉你我最常用的一招。
The one I use, like to use the most.
就是在祷告会里面。
Is during the prayer meeting.
弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我今天去看了一个某某人。
Today I went and saw this visited this individual.
哎呀我发觉他们真的是很困难啊。
I felt that they were in such need.
啊神也感动我。
And God also touched upon my
heart. 我送了他什么东西。
And I gave him this and that.
我希望你们大家啊。
And I hope that you,
啊，我多多为这个人祷告。
That you will pray for this
individual. 啊，为他们一家人祷告。
That will pray for their family.
听懂了没有?
Do you understand me?
我在吹号。
So I'm trumpeting.
懂了没有?
Do you understand?
我是用假借交通。
I'm using a false fellowship method.
我是用假借代祷。
As if I'm used in prayer. I'm using prayer as a
means.
Request.
当作吹号
as if it is a trumpeting.
你用什么方法让别人知道不重要
It doesn't matter what method you're using to announce it to other people.
你在帮助别人的时候
That when you're helping someone,
你不要让别人知道
Do not let others know.
不要让别人注意
Do not let others take notice.
因为你故意的希望别人知道
Because the hope of you letting others know
就是希望从人那里得荣耀
is to hope that you will receive glory from man
希望别人称赞你
that others will praise you
希望别人说你好
that others will say how good you are
希望别人心里对你很敬佩哎呦大哥
that hope others will admire you and say how good you are
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
如果你这样做
if you do this
你已经得着你要得的荣耀。
You have already received your reward.
可惜那就是你唯一可以得到的。
And sadly, that is the only thing you will receive.
因为你失去了从神来的奖赏。
For you have lost what the reward from God.
什么叫假冒伪善?
What is to be a hypocrite?
今天假如有人对你说
Today if someone says this to you,
你假冒伪善。
You're a hypocrite.
你会什么反应?
What will your reaction be?
Oh, 我们有一些人是很虚伪的。
There are many of us who are they're such hypocrites.
别人说我们假冒伪善。
When someone says that we're a hypocrite,
我们就假装说大家都一样。
Then we will probably say everyone is this way.
然后表现出一副好像没有受伤的样子。
As if we were not hurt.
但心里面呢
But in our heart,
你什么东西啊
And who are you to say this to me?
啊，你还敢说我假冒伪善
Who are you to tell me that I'm a hypocrite?
你不照照镜子
You don't even look in the mirror.
你以为你好到哪里去啊
How good do you think you are?
我们今天没有人把假冒伪善当作是一个褒义词
No one would take hypocrite as a compliment.
我们一听到假冒伪善，就是觉得这是贬义词。
And when we hear this word hypocrite, we know it has a bad connotation.
在耶稣那个时代
，So in Jesus' time,
假冒伪善这个字
，this word hypocrite,
主要是一个褒义词。
It's a compliment in some ways.
因为这个词当时最主要的用处
，because the most frequent usage of this word.
是他们到罗马的大剧院里面。
So when they went to the amphitheater in Rome,
然后看那个很好看的那些表演。
And then when they see all these very exciting dramas and plays,
然后等到他们演完的时候
And at the end of,
那些演员要出来谢谢观众
And those, the actors will come out to thank the audience
那些观众就会对这个演员说
And the audience will say to the, these actors
演得真像啊
Your acting was so realistic, so true
你如果演凯撒你就真像凯撒
If you're acting Caesar, then you're so like Caesar.
你如果演公主，你真像一个公主。
If you're acting on a princess, you're such so like a princess.
所以每就在那边鼓掌啊。
And everyone will clap and cheer.
然后称颂他们呢。
And praise them.
假冒伪善啊。
That you're such hypocrites.
原文就这个字。
That's the original word.
耶稣把这个字借来。
And Jesus took the word and placed it here.
用来形容这一些在教会里面非常敬虔的领袖们。
And to use it to describe at that time the people, the leaders of the synagogue.
你真像啊。
That you're so like it.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
这叫假冒伪善。
This is to be a hypocrite.
就是我们希望别人觉得我们属灵的程度。
We hope others view our spiritual, the level of our spirituality.
跟我们真实属灵的程度是两码事。
Is our, compared to the real state of our spirituality is completely different.
我们像在演戏一样。
As if we're acting.
我们来教会是演戏。
As if we're coming to church to act, to portray
我们在弟兄姐妹中间是演戏。
As if we're amongst the brothers and sisters who is putting on a show.
那叫做假冒伪善。
And that is to be a hypocrite.
耶稣说不要做假冒伪善。
Jesus says, do not be a hypocrite.
神的儿女。
Children of God.
你在家里怎么样
?Whatever you are like at home.
你在公司怎么样
?How are, whatever you're like at work.
哎你的邻居跟你相处的怎么样
?And however you are like in your relationship with your neighbors.
然后你再问说你在教会怎么样
At the end we ask What are you like at church?
一样的吗
Is it the same?
还是很不一样
Or is it very different?
我们那些高中生呢
The high schoolers
他们常常很痛苦的一件事
Our high schoolers One thing that really bothers them That's painful for them
他们说为什么我们在学校碰到的基督徒跟在教会里面看到同样的这些人是如此的不同
What's most painful to them is they ask why is it the Christians we meet at school is very different from the Christian we meet in church the same person but it's different that they are in school versus they are in church
你以为只有高中生如此吗
Do you think that it's just the high schoolers that are like this?
我们的神希望我们过的生活是真实的。
I hope God can help us to live a real life.
你施舍的时候
When you give to the needy.
不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
要叫你施舍的事行在暗中。
And do this so that it's unseen.
你父在暗中查看。
For your father, we'll see this in heaven.
Verse 4.
Okay. And here there are also several other important points.
我们真的花时间
Do we truly spend the time?
真的给金钱
When we truly give money
真的给爱心
When we truly give our love
做施舍的时候
When we give these in when helping others
顺便告诉你一件事
Let me tell you this
现在是给钱容易给时间和爱心难
Now it's easy to give money but it's hard, difficult to give your time and your heart
你知道我服侍的教会
You know that in the church I serve
我们常常发现如果有什么需要 弟兄姊妹给点钱很容易。
When I find that there is a need, it's very easy for brothers and sisters to give money.
但是谁肯花时间去听别人的痛苦？
But who will spend the time to listen to others, pain?
谁肯花时间去陪别人走过那一段伤心的路？
Who will help others to walk rewalk that path, the painful path? That's very difficult.
那是真正的施舍。
That is true giving.
你施舍的时候，
when you give to the needy,
不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
你懂这句话什么意思？
Do you understand what this means?
很多人跟我讲，就是不要叫别人知道嘛。
A lot of people say that's just to not let others know.
耶稣不这样讲。
Jesus doesn't say it this way.
耶稣说不要让左手知道右手所做的。
Jesus says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
很多人不懂这节圣经。
A lot of people don't understand this passage.
所以他就有很多很奇怪的做法出来。
So then they do all different kinds of strange things.
因为他就认为我绝对不要让国税局知道我捐了多少钱。
Because I can't let IRS know how much money I, gave.
Oh, 他属灵的不得了。
That is so spiritual.
不要让左手知道右手所做的。
Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
所以我右手做的时候，我把左手包起来。
So when I'm doing something with my right hand, I cover my left hand.
叫他看不到。
So that he can't see it.
然后我右手去做。
And then my right hand goes and does it.
是这个意思吗？
Does it mean this?
不是。
It doesn't.
是我的右手有一个脑袋，我左手有另外一个脑袋吗？
Is it because my right hand has a brain and my left hand has a different brain?
不是。
No.
什么叫做不要让左手知道右手所做的呢？
What does it mean to not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing?
只有一个可能性。
There is only one possibility.
就是你自己已经忘记了你做了什么好事。
That is you already forgot what good deeds you've done.
只有你忘记了，你的左手才不知道你右手做了什么。
Only when you forget does your left hand not know what your right hand did.
没有其他的可能性。
There is no other possibility.
你的左手会不知道你右手做了什么。
How is it possible that your left hand would not know what your right hand is doing?
你听明白吗？
Do you understand?
我们这些人最难忘记的就是我们对别人有多好。
The most difficult thing for us to forget is how good we treat others.
我们最难忘记的是别人对我们有多坏。
And the most difficult thing for us to forget is how bad others treat us.
我们最会忘记的。
And the thing we're most likely to forget.
就是别人对我们有多好。
Is how good others are to us.
我们也非常会忘记。
And what we are likely to forget.
我们对别人有多坏。
And how bad we are to others.
我们都以为自己对别人很好。
We always feel that we're very good to others.
因为我们对别人坏的都忘记了。
Because we've forgotten all the bad things we did to others.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你是神的孩子。
You are a child of God.
你要学这个功课。
You need to learn this lesson.
你要学会忘记该忘记。
You need to learn to forget what you should forget.
还要学会会记住该记住。
And to remember what you should remember.
你如果这个功课不学。
If you don't learn this lesson.
你这一辈子。只有一个字可以形容你。
Then there is only one word to describe you.
就是苦。
And that is difficult.
Bitter.
Bitter.
会苦死你。
You'll be bitter your entire life.
你如果学会了这个功课。
If you learn this lesson.
求神给你忘记的恩典。
Please ask God to give you the blessing of forgiveness.
因为你会忘记你该忘记的。
Because you will forget what you should forget.
是需要神的恩典。
In order for you to do that, you need His blessing.
你做不到的。
You need His grace. It's not something you can do.
你不相信，你试试看。
If you don't believe me, then you can try it.
我不要想。
I try not to do it, think about it.
我就不要想。
I just don't want to think about it.
我就是不要想。
And I don't want to think about it.
不要想哪件事。
But think about what?
就是你想忘记那件事，你拼命想。
And it is the thing that you're trying to forget the most. It is something you'll remember, you'll think about.
需要神的恩典。
We need God's grace.
我们可以忘记我们该忘记。
We need to forget what we should forget.
我们才能够记住我们需要记住。
And then therefore we remember what we should remember.
哦，对不起，时间过了。
Sorry, past the time. Let us bow our head in word prayer.
天父，我们把你的话交在你的手上。
Dear Lord, we give your word into your hands.
我们在你面前只有一个祷告。
There's only one prayer before you.
求你用着这些话对我们说话。
Please speak to us with these words.
好让你的旨意可以成就。
So that your will may be accomplished.
你可以得着荣耀。
So that you may be glorified.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.